Mobility Matters is supported with funding from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration in the interest of information exchange. The NJTPA and FHWA assume no liability for its contents.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore. A thought just then occurred to me I never thought before. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I can't think of, I like Jersey best. Betting halls and shopping malls and good old.
My name is Bill Neary. I'm the executive director of Keep Middlesex Moving. I want to welcome you to the first episode of Mobility Matters. For the next 12 weeks, my guest and I will be talking about transportation, talking about congestion, mobility, sustainable solutions in Middlesex County, and all of Central New Jersey. KMM, Keep Middlesex Moving, for the past 30 years has been working with commuters, employers, local, county, and state governments to reduce the traffic congestion and improve our air quality. We promote and support carpools, vanpools, mass transit, and bicycling and walking. We do promote and provide timely information about road and transit conditions, and we present safety programming for children, for teens, and all ages of adults. As you can see, not only does mobility matter, safety and mobility work together. Today, I'm very fortunate in our first episode to have some really special guests. We have Dave Barron from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority. We have Trish Sanchez from the Edward Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy. We have Lou Greenwell from Middlesex County Planning Office on Planning, and Jay Muldoon, the Borough Administrator for the Borough of Metuchen. We're going to be discussing how we can all work together to provide an effective, efficient, and sustainable solutions to transportation and to mobility in New Jersey. I want to thank you all for being on our first radio show and looking forward to a lively discussion today. I think we're going to start at kind of a 10,000-foot level on a regional basis, and kind of work our way down to the county level, and then end up on Main Street in Borough of Metuchen. So our first guest is Dave Barons. Dave is the Deputy Executive Director of the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority. It's called the Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO. We're going to do our best not to be alphabetize everything, but I think it's important to know there's a lot of programs that the NJTPA works on that helps us in all our region, especially in Middlesex County. So Dave, welcome. Thank you for being on the show. And let's start at the beginning. What is the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority?
Thanks, Bill. It's very good to be here. And before I talk about the NJTPA, I'd just like to say thanks to you. Thanks to Keep Middlesex Moving for inviting me to be here and for all the good work that you all do to provide transportation options for people in Middlesex County. So to your question, what's the NJTPA? As you said, we're a metropolitan planning organization. There's more than 400 of these regional bodies around the country. And actually, by population, NJTPA is the fifth largest. There's 6.7 million residents of the 13-county area that we cover. The NJTPA and these similar organizations have been given the power by Congress to plan and program federal transportation dollars for projects that make transportation safer, cleaner, and more efficient, exactly the things you were talking about just a moment ago. We have a board of trustees that includes elected officials from throughout our region, and I should mention that Middlesex County is represented by Freeholder Charlie Kenny, who's a great advocate for the county and its needs. He also is the chairman of our Freight Initiatives Committee, which freight movement, a big issue here in Middlesex County.
Well, I think that is one of the important things that we tend to forget about sometimes. When we think about our own personal mobility, it's easy to think about, but we also aware of the fact that economic changes and economic development has so much to do with transportation and movement of goods and people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why one of the main things that we do is do a long-range regional transportation plan, looks at the whole 13-county region, looks at how people commute and how to improve that, how to improve freight movement, looks at how emerging technology can be incorporated into our transportation investments. And it's also important to keep in mind we're not just talking about cars and trucks here. We're talking about rail commuting. We're talking about walking and biking. So we really cover the big systems down to the local level in that regional plan.
And I think that's important to understand on a regional basis more than anything else, is that people aren't necessarily just moving from town to town. They're going from county to county and state to state. So it's, movement is important. And the infrastructure investments are a big part of what you do. But the programs for planning, I think, is most important also.
Yeah, as you mentioned, as far as investment, we do have what's called a transportation improvement program that shows where the federal dollars are being spent to fix roads, fix bridges, create new systems where we can. But really, we do a lot of planning work with our member counties like Middlesex County and with the municipalities in our region as well on everything from transit-oriented development to bicycle and pedestrian planning and improving safety.
And I also like to thank you. Say you also appreciate the support that we get from you for the for all the transportation management associations. The eight of us in the state of New Jersey, which cover the entire state, is also very much involved in trying to implement some of the plans that you put together and try to actually put it on a street level. It's really important to us.
Absolutely. KMM and the other transportation management associations really do help us to implement a lot of our programs, to get the word out to commuters and to businesses about the things we're trying to accomplish. And we certainly appreciate that. And I think it's been about 8 years now that the NJTPA has been overseeing the transportation management associations, and it's been a very good relationship.
Well, specifically, what types of programs do you actually have? I mean, could you give us one example or two examples of how this actually affects people directly?
Sure. I mentioned that we do bicycle and pedestrian related work. And one example I'll give particularly to pedestrian related work is our Street Smart NJ program. That's a pedestrian safety education campaign where we work with municipalities and local law enforcement on public education, high visibility law enforcement to encourage safer behavior by drivers and by pedestrians. And I should note that this program started in 2013, and Woodbridge was one of the first five communities that we piloted it in. And in fact, they're still involved and are going to have a kickoff event tomorrow. There have also been campaigns in East Brunswick, Milltown, and also Metuchen, and I think we'll hear a little more about that later in the show. And so that's one example. We also have provided complete streets technical assistance to several municipalities in our region, including Milltown. That has to do with how we can make improvements so that the streets are more friendly and accommodating for all users, whether that's motorists or pedestrians or bicyclists or whatever.
And I don't think raining on a parade is too terrible, but when talked about pedestrian safety, it's a critical element on a federal level and on a state level especially. We do have an enormous amount of crashes where fatalities occur and serious injuries occur throughout the state of New Jersey. And I think these programs are designed to actually change our behavior. And I think I can see some things happening. It's just going to take some time. And you keep working with these enforcement education programs. We call it the transportation management world, we call it the three E's, enforcement, education, and engineering, to
Absolutely.
Make it safer for everybody on the road, not just the cars.
Yeah, we've seen improvements in some cases where things like we've seen a 40% improvement in cars stopping for pedestrian crosswalks at some of the targeted areas in these campaigns. So we do think they're effective. We've brought it to somewhere around 100 different municipalities at this point. And anybody out there listening who thinks their municipality would like to get involved should visit the Street Smart website, bstreetsmartnj.org, and check it out. We'd be happy to provide support and work with anybody who's interested in the program.
By support, you have marketing materials, and you also have your staff that works directly with us and the world. So if it's a town or a municipality that's interested in this, we can break it down to right to the street you're talking about in the corner, the intersections that are important in your community. So
Absolutely.
I think it's good things that we can work on there. The other programs that you're working on in terms of infrastructure, we talk about the freight movement. I know the bridge was raised in Bayonne.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People don't necessarily think about the fact is that we had to raise the bridge to get into larger container ships. So the larger container ships now can come into our port of Newark. Of course, what that means in Middlesex County is there's more trucks to coming down to Exit 8A and the areas down there where we have such big freight movement. So that's the regional concept you look at, but you can see how it breaks down on a local level.
Yeah, and it's also important to keep in mind that with that port being the largest port on the east coast of the U.S., it's a huge economic engine for this region. And while it does bring truck traffic, it also brings jobs and opportunity.
And that's part of the planning process is how the best way to move these trucks, move this freight, even look at different types of alternative freight lines could be going back into the future. Things that are being used now could be enhanced. So I think that's where planning comes into place. It's just not going to be just dropped off of someday somebody's going to be surprised by it. It's make sure you have some kind of operation in place to design and implement some changes that will be occurring.
Yeah, what you mentioned with the bridge and the raising and its effect on Middlesex County is a perfect example of the kind of things we have to consider when we do our, especially our long-range plan, that, you know, raising a bridge up between New York City and Hudson County has very real impacts on Middlesex County.
And real impact not on Middlesex County, but also the residents. The people who are in their cars, the people who are on their bikes, the people who are taking their kids to school are going to have an impact as traffic. I mean, we know that whenever there's a traffic issue in Middlesex County, the back roads are filled as much as the big roads. And I think those type of programs are where we look at planning how traffic moves and how things occur. So I think it's great that we can do these type of things. I think NJTPA is doing a great job. We appreciate your support over the years and continue working with you is really a real thing, nice thing to do.
Thanks.
So we're going to take a little bit of a break right now. And while we're doing that, we're going to be able to move on to the next segment and talk more about good things happening in Middlesex County.
Think it's safe to text or talk on your cell phone while you drive? No way, no how, not ever. Nearly 6,000 people died last year from distracted driving, so forget the phone and mind the road. Learn more about distracted driving at KMM.org or call Keep Middlesex Moving at 732-745-4465. That's KMM.org, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you liking Keep Middlesex Moving on Facebook, following them on Twitter, and safely snapping pictures of your commute on Instagram? Connect with KMM online and find out what everyone is talking about. Download the free NJ Traffic app, register for a carpool, get your New Jersey Transit bus and transit info, and access to their fantastic giveaway programs. To connect with KMM online, log on to KMM.org and click on the Facebook and Twitter icon, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents.
Pedestrians and motorists share the responsibility of keeping our roadways safe. Pedestrians must obey all signs and signals and use marked crosswalks, or they can be ticketed and fined. Motorists in New Jersey must stop and stay stopped for pedestrians in marked crosswalks. Failure to do so can result in motor vehicle points, fines, insurance surcharges, and community service. Remember, pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility.
Brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore. A thought just then occurred to me I never thought before. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I can't think of, I like Jersey best.
Well, welcome back. I'm Bill Neary, Executive Director of Keep Middlesex Moving, and we're back for our Mobility Matters segment number one. We're joined with Dave Barron from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, Lou Greenwell from Middlesex County Office on Planning, Trish Sanchez from Edward Blaustein School of Planning at Rutgers University, and Jay Muldoon, the Borough Administrator from Metuchen. I want to thank Dave for joining us on the first segment and continue to have your participation here. But our second part is going to drill down from the regional level to the county level. Lou Greenwell is the Director of Comprehensive Planning for Middlesex County. He's worked on a variety of different programs, but Middlesex County is redoing and revamping and looking ahead into the future with the new master plan revision. So, Lou, what does a master plan really mean and how does it really impact our residents?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Bill. Destination 2040 is the name of our comprehensive master plan, and we're looking out 20 years into the future. It's our master plan that will shape how our county will grow and change over the next 20-plus years, and we want to make sure that we're really setting ourselves up for the brightest future by integrating a plan that includes housing, economic opportunity, technology innovation, public services and facilities, and for sure, transportation. That's a big part of this plan.
Well, I think transportation is a big part. I mean, when you're talking 20 years in the future, they're saying 20 years into the future, a child who may be born today may never have to learn to drive a car. Types of technology and the types of changes is going to be on our highways and byways are going to be totally different. So a planner like yourself, looking 20 years ahead, it's a crystal ball that may not be the clearest crystal ball, but at the same time, if you don't plan, you're going to be surprised.
Right, yeah. Without having a plan, the work that we do every day is just reactive. When municipalities come to us with ideas for projects, whether it be a bike lane or road improvements, we're making those decisions one at a time. This plan will help bring consistency to those decisions across the county at a regional scale.
But when you're talking also, we talk transportation, obviously, at KMM more than anything else, but all the other factors, the housing, the jobs, the economic development of our region, transportation is part of every one of those type of programs, not to mention environmental concerns that we're going to always be concerned about.
You're absolutely right. It all factors into it. If in the south part of the county we have warehousing jobs and the people that need to get to those jobs live in the north part of the county, what's the transportation impact? If those people don't have vehicles and don't have reliable transportation, then that's not a sustainable solution.
You're absolutely right. That's how we look at it, I think, in the global ways and not just cars.
Right.
And I think that's an important part because there is a segment of our population, no matter – it's expensive. It's difficult sometimes to operate a vehicle, or people just don't right. can't afford to have one. So how do we do the type of transportation they need to get to and from the jobs or to and from where they have to go?
Right. So part of the first phase of this planning process is to do extensive outreach. And I know Trish is going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. But one of the things that we heard loud and clear from that first phase is that transportation and mobility options really do matter. And so we're looking at other ways other than just traditional cars to be able to move people around the cities. Traffic congestion, the road infrastructure, more access to transit options was something we heard loud and clear. And so those are some of the things that we're starting to now filter down and talk with municipalities about how they might want to improve their bike lane infrastructure. And, you know, working with them on safety issues and everyone recognizing that that safety is a key part of improving that bike lane infrastructure.
Well, and bike lanes are an important conversation piece because a lot of people think of bike lanes as being recreational,
right.
That it's something nice to have on a Saturday afternoon to take your kids for a bike ride. But for an enormous number of people, it's their mode of transportation.
Correct.
And safety is an important part. And you have to share the road with cars and trucks and bikes and pedestrians. It's something you have to look at. And I know from North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, what Dave was talking about earlier, how they're together in North Jersey, kind of looked at from the regional basis, and now you're bringing it down to a much more local with the community outreach programs. The important thing, I guess, about the bike lane things is 25 municipalities in Middlesex County. We're all different.
Right.
Each one of us lives in the best town in Middlesex County. We're
sure.
lucky there. But at that same time, by saying that, what good is a bike path, a bike lane, if when we get to the edge of our town, it stops?
Right.
And that's got to be part of a plan.
So part of what we're doing is through our Transportation Coordination Committee, which NJTPA is a partner with us, we're going to be working – that that committee includes representation from all 25 towns. And so we're working with that committee as stakeholder input into the planning process to ask those questions. We are standing up a subcommittee that deals – is going to deal specifically with bike and pedestrian issues and challenges. So one of the things we're hoping to do is to come up with some safety standards and guidelines that all municipalities can agree on if that's possible, and try to find those destinations across the county and maybe even work with other counties that surround Middlesex so that we can improve and extend that infrastructure.
Those type of things don't happen overnight.
Right.
I know the plans are in place and the guidelines are going to be using, but it's important to understand these type of things are phased in. It's not going to happen instantly tomorrow because there's so many different variables in roads, traffic, congestion. You're not really happy to have maybe one street that looks really nice for a bike lane connect to a major highway.
Right.
And you still have to cross some of the major arteries to get between towns. So I think that's where planning is so important, that the county can look at it this way. I think it's great. And you get the support from the Board of Chosen Freeholders to
Correct.
Do this type of work. It's a really a progressive type of thing to look at into the future.
Well, with Destination 2040, we're committed to taking actions. The plan is being designed such that the strategies and the actions that we identify can be worked in over that 20-year time period. And we don't have a crystal ball, but we also are not going to be waiting for 20 years to implement some of these ideas. So some easy options that we can work on sooner. There are, you know, some parts of town where we've looked at just by lowering the speed limit on one of the county roads, we could safely put a bike lane there. And that takes little to no dollars to do. You know, as we're repaving or restriping, we can stripe a bike lane as long as it's safe. And so identifying those easy options early on will help our program move forward.
Well, there's certainly been enough studies to show that just lowering the speed limit does not necessarily increase traffic.
Right.
I think people always have this impression that somehow you reduce the size of the road or you reduce the speed, you may increase traffic. And I don't think that's proven to be the case at all. I mean, it seems like actually one of the biggest impediments to traffic flow is a traffic crash or a traffic accident.
Sure.
So if you reduce the number of accidents on a road, you're actually reducing the number of traffic instances that's going to back up. So I think it's a good plan to do it that way. I know we're working with you at KMM with putting together the new transit guides and the new bike maps.
Right.
I think what we try to do to help you work with you is obviously the public outreach part. And I think that's an important part that the county's working on this year also. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, the last time we updated our transit guide was 2013, so
yes.
It's due for an update. And we recently coordinated with all the municipalities and even the surrounding counties and shared with them our what we understand to be the bike lane infrastructure. And they all provided comments back to us on where they've built new bike lanes in the last several years. And so all that information now is being collected, and we're working with your team to
and update then we will take it every place we go. And
right.
we and like I said earlier, we work with all different age groups. We do go to the schools and we go to the senior centers.
Right.
And the transit guides, I think, important is because now it looks like the state is back to investing into the transit. And I think that's an important thing when we look at when there's 9 million people trying to move around this little state.
Right.
I usually use the number I know when I was in Alaska. Alaska was 800 times the size of New Jersey and has a population of about 100,000 less than Middlesex County. So it's a thing to look at when you think about what it takes to move people around and move right. freight around. And all these things are interconnected.
Right.
And I think the county working on a master plan revision is well done. It's really done good. And I think looking at it from a regional basis is going to help us in the long run. Other things the county's working on I know are important in terms of infrastructure work and investments there, so they're doing a good job there. The recreational part, the arts and history, the investment in arts and history is making the hub city the hub again.
Right, yeah. This master plan update really touches all aspects of quality of life in Middlesex County, and the key linkage to all of those, like as you talked about, public health, housing, parks, all that infrastructure, what links all of that is our transportation network. So getting people to and from hospital visits, getting people to and from their jobs, getting people to and from schools and places where they can enjoy the environment. You can't do that without effective transportation infrastructure, and using traditional automobiles is not the solution.
I guess mobility matters, huh?
We do have to have other options, right. Mobility really does matter.
Well, I think it's great that the county is doing that. I'm glad the Board of Chosen Freeholders have adopted this plan and hired the professionals to help do it. So I welcome you. Congratulations on the continued good work. Is there something you wanted to add about how you're working with the NJTPA and how they help you with these type of programs?
Well, we have worked with them. They've been our partner for a long time. We work with them on an annual basis with the Transportation Improvement Program, and that's really how projects are completed in the county. So continuing to work with them and working with them also through the Transportation Coordination Committee, which is a public forum where project ideas and projects are approved at the county level with input from all the municipalities and even open to the public. That's an important piece as well.
Well, I think that's another important part you're bringing up there. The North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, the Middlesex County Transportation Coordinating Committee are all public bodies. You have public meetings. They're announced. And people come and present their programs and their ideas, and
right.
you learn about what's looking into the future. That crystal ball you're looking at, they'll help you shape it. At the same time, they'll see what you're looking at. And
sure.
I think the public participation is something that sometimes people feel like all these decisions are made in a vacuum, that somehow far away somebody's making a decision about which bridge to fix. And it's much more complicated than that.
Yeah.
It's got to have an impact. It's got to fit into a plan. And at the same time, it has to show a definite need. It's just not a matter of just happen.
That's really why with this, with our Destination 2040 Master Plan update, we really focused on and have continually focused on that outreach component. Which is so important to us to get the feedback from the community so that we really understand what their needs and ideas and what they see as quality of life for the future of Middlesex County.
But we're also seeing a change in the demographics of the county. I mean, you have significant changes in terms of the age of the county. There's certainly the boomers like me. I'm kind of fading away into the sunset, I guess. But at the same time, the millennials are looking for a different types of lifestyle, a different type of thing. And you have to look at those type of things, not to mention the demographics we're looking at,
right.
the changes of people coming to this county from all over the world and settling into our county have to make adjustments on how they make their lifestyles change. Right. And I think that's going to be part of your plan that makes it so so difficult, but at the same time so necessary.
Yeah, we continue to be one of the most diverse counties in the state. By 2040, we're expected to be the have the most seniors, you know, for the at the county level in the state. But at the same time, we also have to have opportunities to and incentives to keep our millennials here. So when they graduate, they don't leave the county. We want them to stay here and stay in Middlesex County.
Well, we've got the best community college and we've got Rutgers University. There's no reason for them to go anyplace else the way I look at it. But while they're here, let's get them keep moving around the right way.
Exactly.
Enjoy the lifestyle.
Right.
I want to thank you so much. Good job, Lou. Keep up the good work in Middlesex County because I think it's important for all of our futures.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you so much.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pedestrians and motorists share the responsibility of keeping our roadways safe. Pedestrians must obey all signs and signals and use marked crosswalks, or they can be ticketed and fined. Motorists in New Jersey must stop and stay stopped for pedestrians in marked crosswalks. Failure to do so can result in motor vehicle points, fines, insurance surcharges, and community service. Remember, pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility.
Brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety.
Are you liking Keep Middlesex Moving on Facebook, following them on Twitter, and safely snapping pictures of your commute on Instagram? Connect with KMM Online and find out what everyone is talking about. Download the free NJ Traffic app, register for a carpool, get your New Jersey Transit bus and transit info, and access to their fantastic giveaway programs. To connect with KMM Online, log on to KMM.org and click on the Facebook and Twitter icon, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents. Think it's safe to text or talk on your cell phone while you drive? No way, no how, not ever. Nearly 6,000 people died last year from distracted driving. So forget the phone and mind the road. Learn more about distracted driving at KMM.org or call Keep Middlesex Moving at 732-745-4465. That's KMM.org. Funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore. A thought just then occurred to me I never thought before. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all
I want to welcome you back to Mobility Matters. I'm Bill Neary, Executive Director of Keep Middlesex Moving. I'm here with my guest today, Dave Barron from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, Lou Grinwell from Middlesex County Office and Planning, Trish Sanchez from the Edward Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy at Rutgers, and Jay Muldoon, the Administrator for the Borough of Metuchen. I want to thank you all once again for joining us, and we're going to go to our segment about how we go from 10,000 feet of North Jersey Transportation Planning to Middlesex County Office and Planning to actually how it's being implemented in the Borough of Metuchen. Jay Muldoon has spent time as a councilman, but now he's the Administrator, and he understands how these plans are actually occur on Main Street, and the beautiful town and the walkable town of Metuchen. Thank you, Jay, for coming here. Talk about some of the programs you actually implement and how these things are impacting your residents.
Sure. Thanks, Bill. It's great to be on this panel on the show today to talk a little bit about what Metuchen's done and the success that we've had. But we've only been successful by working with all of the organizations that are represented here today. We have worked closely with Keep Middlesex Moving on a number of programs. We've worked with – we continue to work with the County of Middlesex on many levels. We've been involved with the NJTPA on numerous initiatives. And we've also worked with the Blaustein School. We've done research, and we've worked with their consultants on various traffic and mobility issues. So as you said, on the municipal level, that's where it all happens. That's where we live. That's where we drive. When we encounter traffic and problems, it's on that local level. So I think that I guess where maybe I want to start with talking about Metuchen's situation is for the challenges that we as a borough face. So I think a lot of it is driven by our location.
You have a state highway for Main Street. That's not the easiest thing.
I mean, our location is a blessing, and a curse because we're centrally located. We're small historic town. We have a walkable downtown. We have a very busy train station on the Northeast Corridor line. But we're surrounded by Edison Township. It completely surrounds Metuchen, and we have about 14,000 people. I think Edison has 110, if not more, 1,000 people. So a lot of them are going through Metuchen to get to where they need to go. And you know, we're located near Route 1. Route 27 goes right through our town. We're also close to 287, 440, the Turnpike. So you know, traffic and congestion is something that we live with. And but I think the real issue was you know we've been dealing with this for a long time. But I would say seriously, about 10 years ago. The borough, through the mayor and council, decided that there's things that we can do to make our town safer, because we did. It was clear that it was dangerous for pedestrians and cyclists in different parts of town. It's hard. It's kind of dangerous to get around. And I'll never forget when I was on council, one of the parent at the time said. Something about he would never let his child ride their bike to school. I'm like. Why? He said, well, it's just too dangerous. So that really had an impact on me, because I remember, you know, as a kid, I would ride my bike around, and even my kids, who are older than those kids. So I think that really made it realize that we have to do things. So,
but this is where we talk about the quality of life stuff. This is
right.
Important. It's important for you to have a community that feels safe.
Right, exactly.
And if the community doesn't feel safe, they're not going to have the vitality of a good town like a Metuchen. The borough has survived all these years as a really – the brainy borough,
right,
based upon
right.
the fact that it's a nice, clean, safe town. So
right.
if you have an issue with transportation being a problem – I'm glad you addressed it.
Right. So luckily we have, you know, the resources that were available to us. So in like 2013, the borough adopted a complete streets policy, which I think was like a watershed moment, because what complete streets is a policy that says roads and streets are not just for cars and trucks. We in New Jersey and in central New Jersey, we're still a very car-centric culture. And so complete streets policy changes that, and it's really talking about that streets and roads are for all users. So when roads are being built, not that we build them and touch them, but when roads are improved, considerations have to be made for walkers, for pedestrians, for people with special needs, and for biking. So when we adopted that policy, then we started looking at what are these things that we can do. And so we've over the years have done things like education, use Keep Middlesex Moving. School safety programs with NJTPA and Keep Middlesex Moving. The Street Smart program to educate people about safety. We've implemented crosswalks. One of the first things we did with Keep Middlesex Moving quite a few years ago was we implemented a flag system. And a lot of people laughed at us and said that's ridiculous. So at certain crosswalks, we put flags on either side of the crosswalk so that a person could signal that they're about to cross. We're still doing it.
There's four municipalities doing it in Middlesex County now, Jay. So it's
yeah.
growing. It started actually in Salt Lake City
right,
during the
right.
Olympics, and people did laugh then too. It wasn't going to
yeah,
work, but the
yeah.
bright orange flags, and the pedestrian has an opportunity to be a little bit more visible when they cross the street. And I think there was always some concern about, you know, the reaction of the drivers.
Right.
But I think what we had said earlier is that education is important, and I think. The pattern is changing. People are being much more aware of pedestrian safety now than they were 10
right.
years ago.
Right. So it's you know, I think part of it is this cultural shift, this mindset that it's not just about cars and engineering and traffic engineering is not about only how quickly can we move as many cars through the roads and through intersections as quickly as possible. You know, you have to have all these other considerations, and I think we've learned that there is no silver bullet. There isn't one program that you can implement that's going to make this all better. There's a lot of programs, lots of tactics, and lots of partnerships you have to work in order to to implement and create a safer environment.
Well, what the borough has also done, though, understanding the valuable of a walkable community, your economic development strategy was to attract people
yes.
who want mass transit, who want to be sustainable and walkable. So the borough has right. actually done a major redevelopment programs that's actually designed to meet those kind of needs of the new people moving in.
Absolutely. You know, to Lou's point about trying to you know, keep millennials in the county. I think Metuchen is a good example of how that can work because we,
right.
with our, this isn't a mobility thing, but the downtown redevelopment that we've done with putting housing right downtown so people can walk to the train, can walk to restaurants, to walk to retail, has really been very successful in Metuchen. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's again, it's keeping up with where trends are going, with what people want. People want to live and live in a walkable, safe environment, and that's what Metuchen offers. So to make that continue to make that real, a lot of these pedestrian safety and bike safety initiatives. We have to keep working on that to make it safer.
Well, you know, you go in different parts of the country, like out in the Midwest or something. The downtowns are dying with boarded up
yeah.
stores because a Walmart's opened up on the interstate.
Yeah.
And I think New Jersey is unique that we can have a Walmart on the interstate and at the same time have a viable downtown that really works really well. And I think that's a combination that makes New Jersey special and unique in so many ways that you can't find a good restaurant in Metuchen to go to. And at the same time, you can go and go to the superstores anytime you want
yeah,
to go
it's
there.
Interesting. Just last week an engineering consultant from Kentucky came to see me, and he had been in New York the night before. So he took the train to Metuchen, and he walked to Borough Hall. And the first time he'd been to Metuchen, and so he walked through our downtown to get to Borough Hall. And he's like, wow, he goes, places in the Midwest would kill for this. Like, how did you do this? Because as you said, unfortunately, a lot of small towns in other parts of the country are dying. So it would, you know, it's good to hear that because when you live here and work, and especially what I do in Metuchen, you sometimes take things for granted. And when you have an outsider come and say, wow, this is pretty amazing. You have this walkable, vibrant downtown. It's like, all right, you know.
Well, one of our other programs that did a KMM with Metuchen, which we also got laughed at for, by the way,
yes.
is distracted pedestrians. Okay, we know distracted driving is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
The people walking with their ear pods and their
yes, right.
and they're walking along. So we did a thing called Paint the Pavement.
Exactly. Yes, we did that. Well, about what, maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Which was because that's a really good point because it's not just about you know, we talk about pedestrian safety, making it safer to bike, but as you walk around, you know, you can be creating danger for yourself. So in the Paint the Pavement program, we took a very busy intersection on Main Street, and on the pavement at that crosswalk section.
On the sidewalk itself.
On the sidewalk itself, painted this image. I think it was done by a student, actually, right?
It was a student at Middlesex County College who won the contest. Yeah.
So it was an image of a person walking, you know, with their cell phone, you know, to their head. And so it's on the pavement. So as you walk there, you see it, and it's supposed to remind you that, hey, you know, look before you cross and maybe put your phone down.
Well, we put the big red line through the middle of the show. You're banning
yes,
looking
like
at that.
Yeah,
I think it's a – not only two towns have actually wanted to do that because not everybody has a need for it. But at the same time, I thought it was a kind of a unique way to talk about things. Pedestrian safety is not just the responsibility of the drivers looking out for pedestrians. Pedestrians have their own responsibility. And bicyclists
right.
have to understand
right.
that when there are bicyclists on the road, they have to follow the same traffic
exactly.
rules as cars. And I mean, working in New Brunswick like I do, the violations are there and the enforcement part
yeah.
is difficult. But at the same time, you know how important it is to make those type of things happen.
That's true. And with our, you know, our police department, it's been a great ally in this effort, and it's not just from cracking down on distracted drivers or speeders. They also look at jaywalkers because you're supposed to cross at the crosswalks, not in the middle of the block. So, you know, sometimes there is an education and enforcement part for pedestrians. They need to follow the.
Even though North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority is going to be updating and enhancing maybe their marketing materials, they call it vital signs. Check your vital signs.
Right.
And the
right.
signs all had to do with how you make sure pedestrian safety is an important part for everybody on the road. And I think that's where it's important that not just the walkable towns, but you have pedestrian fatalities for people crossing highways in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have mm-hmm. to understand the dangerous situation there. And I think that's the goal that we all have is to try and reduce those type of crashes. And so Metuchen is a great example, I think. As a donut community, and it's a surrounded by – when you say people from Edison are going through, well, I got to tell you, people from East Brunswick are also going through. You've got people from all over the place coming through.
Yeah,
so I think it's that kind of town. And I think it's great that you can do that. So thank you, Jay. I appreciate you coming here. Keep up the good work in Metuchen. We're going to be taking a little bit of a break now, so folks, stay with us. We'll be back. But to remind you, this is Mobility Matters.
Pedestrians and motorists share the responsibility of keeping our roadways safe. Pedestrians must obey all signs and signals and use marked crosswalks, or they can be ticketed and fined. Motorists in New Jersey must stop and stay stopped for pedestrians in marked crosswalks. Failure to do so can result in motor vehicle points, fines, insurance surcharges, and community service. Remember, pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility.
Brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety.
Are you liking Keep Middlesex Moving on Facebook, following them on Twitter, and safely snapping pictures of your commute on Instagram? Connect with KMM Online and find out what everyone is talking about. Download the free NJ Traffic app, register for a carpool, get your New Jersey Transit bus and transit info, and access to their fantastic giveaway programs. To connect with KMM Online, log on to KMM.org and click on the Facebook and Twitter icon, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents. Think it's safe to text or talk on your cell phone while you drive? No way, no how, not ever. Nearly 6,000 people died last year from distracted driving, so forget the phone and mind the road. Learn more about distracted driving at KMM.org or call Keep Middlesex Moving at 732-745-4465. That's KMM.org, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore. A thought just then occurred to me I never thought before. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I
want to welcome you back to Mobility Matters. I'm here with Dave Barron from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, Lou Greenwell from Middlesex County Office on Planning, Jay Muldoon, the Borough Administrator for Milltown. But Milltown's a good town too, by the way.
And
Trish Sanchez from the Blaustein School of Public Policy for Rutgers University. I want to thank earlier about how we're working on these master plan revisions in 2040 and things are looking ahead. But I think part of the important part is the community outreach. And Trish Sanchez is here. Trish is very much involved in that at the Blaustein School. Also a Middlesex County resident, also lives in a great walkable town of Highland Park.
Me too.
So I think it's great that we have people who understand Middlesex County and appreciate what we're working on and the vision we're looking at. So Trish, basically, what are you doing with a Blaustein School that helps us formulate this master plan revision here?
Thank you so much for having me here today. And I really am thrilled because I work with everybody here around the table. So I feel very comfortable being here. We are doing the outreach. So we're part of the Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy at Rutgers University. We're actually part of the Voorhees Transportation Center, and we are doing public outreach. We started out doing outreach actually for NJTPA. We did all of their public engagement for their specialized and targeted audiences.
That
for
was
their
Together
long
North
range,
Jersey program.
Yep, for Together North Jersey for their long-range regional transportation plan, Plan 2045. So we did a whole bunch of online engagement and stakeholder engagement and public engagement with TPA that we are then now using. So thank you, TPA, towards
– As being part of that at that time, the
yes.
public outreach was enormous. I mean, you would go
it
to
was
a meeting
huge effort.
Where there would be 100 people and they're giving different opinions. We'd go to separate tables and do the whole type of conversations. It was really well done.
I have to give special kudos to both NJTPA and to Middlesex County because they really did a very intensive outreach effort to the public to get their concerns, their issues, their feedback before they even developed a plan. So it's very important that the public feels like they're being heard, and they certainly are doing a great job in that regard.
So I have to do is I'm setting the table up here to talk
about
the
Set
the Table program.
Yes. So Set the Table is a wonderful outreach program that we piloted at NJTPA. They actually did it for millennials, and then we brought this idea to Middlesex County for their Destination 2040 plan. And it's really an innovative outreach tool for the public. It's like a civic dinner party. So we host, we recruit hosts to, we make a kit, we give them all their materials. It's kind of like a little, like a table guide, like a card game.
You almost make it sound complicated.
It's not really.
A card game is what it is. They're flip cards that have questions.
Yeah, they have questions.
And you usually don't get through all the questions because the minute you ask one question, it's going to lead people to conversation about where they're going. And I think that's the most important part is to have – when you're going to have public outreach, you just don't want to talk to people. You want people to talk to you.
Exactly. And what the beauty of this is that you're talking to people that are your peers. So you're not going to a public meeting. You're not – attending a meeting somewhere, you're talking with people that you know and trust and can honestly give feedback about what are the issues in the county. And
well, it is amazing. I know when we did our Set the Table, the more amazing part to me, I think, is how much people really do have an understanding of planning, not even have any clue what planning really is. And they talk about the type of communities they want to live in, the type of quality of life they want. It follows the guidelines that you're going to be establishing with this 2040 plan. I think it's amazing how it all fits together.
Yeah. I mean, so because we're doing a comprehensive plan, we're talking about all different facets of the master plan. So we're talking about life in Middlesex, but what does come up, even though it's not prompted, is transportation. So, even though we and we did some phase one research out in the county where we just literally went around the county and asked people what they like and what they would change, and would not even mention anything about transportation, and that does come up. So, people are frustrated about the traffic and they want more transportation options. So that's coming out loud and clear.
Well, you're giving me a good segue to advertise the next segments we're going to be doing for the next several weeks. It's going to be all based upon how transportation does have an impact on so many different parts of our lives, not just in our cars. And I think that's an important thing to understand. Your plans that you're looking at does take that into a comprehensive way of looking at it, and transportation is a key element.
That's true. And what we're getting, it's interesting, is because we're going all across the county, is that you're getting different, getting different feedback depending on who that person is and where they live. So, Metuchen has a great walkable downtown, and we're getting that feedback. And then in South Brunswick, people like the open space, and they want to be in this rural setting. So you want to make sure you balance the needs of everybody.
Well, I think it's important also to understand that Voorhees Transportation Center, maybe people don't realize it, it's a major player in the world, almost in America, especially, is what you're doing over there. Transportation center is incredible. Rutgers is really way ahead of the curve in so many ways.
Thank you.
I think what you're doing there is great. Is there any special programs you're working on beyond the things we're talking about, mass transit usage now, things like that?
We are working on tons of projects, as you know. The Voorhees Transportation Center, we're well over 30 people. And so we work on projects at the state level. We work with NJDOT. We work with NJTPA. We work with everybody throughout the state. We work on bicycle and pedestrian programs with local municipalities like Jay. So we really are fortunate to work with everybody.
Well, you're fortunate to have the benefit of Rutgers behind you, too. You get some younger voices coming in with some ideas that you may not have thought about because times are changing. And I know we've done a couple segments with Voorhees and with Rutgers students on mapping ways, mass transit usage kind of thing, how we fit into it.
Yep.
I mean, the Rutgers transportation system is about the busiest in the state besides New Jersey Transit.
Yes, that's for sure.
You can see what they do and how they do that.
The whole campus is a big challenge, right, with all the students in three different campuses.
So if anybody's interested in doing a Set the Table, though, they should contact us.
Yes, absolutely. So we're
recruiting. They can contact us or contact you.
They can go to the county website, which is middlesexcountynj.gov/destination2040, and sign up. We are giving $50 stipends for the first 100 hosts. So
that'll pay for the cookies and coffee and stuff?
Yep, we'll pay for your refreshments, whatever you want. You can take them to a pizza parlor or have it at a coffee shop or have it in your own home.
Well, that's a nice thing to do because we hosted our Set the Table.
Yes,
in
the
diner.
And, you had a diner. Okay.
We had it at the diner.
Oh, that's fun.
We actually had it at the diner itself, so it was nice to not to worry about it. But you can have it in your living room. You can have it in your kitchen, set the table. You basically want around 10 people or so. Is that a good number? Maybe a little more?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want too many more people because then the conversation gets a little unwieldy. So anywhere from 6 to 10 people is probably a good number.
Because what we did actually at KMM is we also had our people from our staff sit there write notes so we can get a comprehensive report at what people had said. Because you're right, the dialogue is moving so far and so fast. past. You just want to get some of the highlights to talk about. So what we're talking about. It was interesting in East Brunswick when we did it is because the what they're talking about is having an East Brunswick be more like a Metuchen. Oh. And I thought that's interesting because we've got 22 and a half square miles.
Yep.
But at the same time, they want to save the same open space that South Brunswick wants to save. So the dichotomy is pretty obvious. Mm. It's pretty good. I think it's great that you're doing those type of programs.
Yeah, and what's interesting about Set the Table is that you really will get authentic engagement because people will tell will be happy to tell you what they want to do and what they want to change.
And our table setters were seniors, retired, and millennials who were
just
out of college. So that was an interesting mix and a couple of bureaucrats thrown in.
Okay.
So that wasn't bad. You know, just to rain on some parades again. I mean, you know, everybody wants that, but now we got to think of how much it costs. And that's the things you got to always take into the equation.
Right.
So it's, I mean, same with mass transit. I mean, I find it interesting that people are always concerned about the subsidies we pay for mass transit because mass transit's supposed to pay for itself. It can't pay for itself. But at the same time, when you're talking about tax subsidies, the most heavily taxed subsidy is for the single occupancy vehicle. We spend more money for single occupancy vehicle tax dollars than any other type of transportation. So it's important to keep that into the equation when you're talking about mass transit and other uses that's going to be around.
Yeah, and Middlesex County is the second most densely populated county in the state. I think Bergen County is the
Hudson.
Hudson's a little bit more. Right, Hudson's a little more.
We're
the crossroads. It's the only place in New Jersey. It's the only place in New Jersey where the Turnpike and the Parkway crosses in Middlesex County.
There you go.
So I thank you so much, Trish. I think before we wrap up everything, I give everybody a little chance to put in some final comments. We can wrap that up. Dave, anything to think about at the end?
I just want to say I think this is a great example of what the NJTPA is trying to foster in this region. I mean, here in this room, we have a Transportation Management Association, a county, a municipality, and then a university partner. And, you know, we can work on a regional vision. We can define that vision, but without these partnerships to implement it, it's not going to go forward. And I think what you know we're all trying to do here is to make this region, which is great, make it even greater. And it's a pleasure to be here. So thanks again, Bill.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, Lou.
Well, in addition to focusing on transportation via our Destination 2040 project, we also this year have announced that we are going to stand up a Department of Transportation within county government. It's so important to us. Transportation is obviously a key focus area for what people are telling us. During the planning process and going forward, it's significant to our quality of life and to the economic viability of the region. So the county is looking to stand up a full department of transportation that can focus on those issues.
And our county transit already, it's really one of the most advanced in the state. Middlesex County shuttle service does a lot, but it does a great job already. Making it better is certainly something we can all welcome.
Sure.
Mr. Administrator Jay, Metuchen's going to be doing some more exciting things.
Yeah, and I think I'd like to make a pitch for something that we're really focused on implementing this year, hopefully with the county, some bike lanes. We were fortunate to have the Greenway in the Middlesex County Greenway going through Metuchen, but we want to make it safer for people to get to the Greenway. So we have we have a network that we've created that could involve bike lanes and maybe showers, but to get people safely to the Greenway. So we're hope that we can work together this year and implement some bike lanes in Metuchen.
Thank you. Greenway, we could spend another 20 minutes just talking Greenway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great project.
It's a great asset.
Middlesex County asset. Trish, Rutgers keeps, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing more than playing football and basketball. That's great.
Yeah, we're really pleased to be working with all of you guys around the table. So we'll continue. We'll be very busy with Destination 2040. So we'll be doing a lot of the outreach for the next couple of months. We have some very interesting outreach efforts that we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're partnering with CoLab to do an art storytelling slam, which is very unique. Maybe we'll do it at TPA, Dave. And so we've got plenty of stuff going on, and we're really happy to be partnering with everybody.
Well, thank you so much. I see that we wish we had more time. There's so many things we can talk about, but my producer, Christina Fowler from KMM, is telling us that we need to wrap this whole thing up. So thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate the work that you've all been doing. We think Middlesex County is going to be improving as we move ahead in the future. Dave, Trish, Lou, and Jay, thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you for the input you've given us. I'm hoping people understand that transportation is such an important part of our lives that we can understand this whole type of programs. We have about 30 seconds to talk about the Greenway. Just so, and I'll do the conversation here. The Greenway goes through Woodbridge, Edison, and Metuchen, but it's all part of connected someday into a large Greenway that's going to go from Maine to Florida, and it's going to be all bike paths and walking paths. Middlesex County has about 3 miles of it, and it's connecting it more to other parks and doing the work they're doing there. So it's a great program. If you haven't been on the Greenway, it's a great place to go, and now Metuchen is making it even easier to get on it. If you look at that pedestrian bridge across Route 1 right before Menlo Park, that's part of the Greenway. It's all connected. So thank you so much for everybody being here. Appreciate that. You want to join us next time? Our next segment is going to be electric vehicles, which are here, but not here as much as they will be. So thank you all again. I appreciate you being here.